Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 5:04. The funeral for a Terre Haute police officer killed this week while serving a warrant is scheduled for Monday, and there's a chance his canine partner may be there. Shadow was also hit during the shootout Monday when Officer Brent Long was killed. Shadow was released from a Purdue vet this afternoon. Indiana officials say an improving economy and deep budget cuts have helped the state close out its fiscal year with a $1.2 billion surplus. But House Democrat leader Pat Bauer says that's not necessarily cause for celebration.
Wish we were here to celebrate a healthy budget and a healthy economy and good paying jobs being created in Indiana, but we're not.
Governor Mitch Daniels says he plans to keep the money in savings rather than restore cuts made in recent years. Mayor Greg Ballard on WFYI this morning talked about the final state okay for the transfer of water and sewer utilities to Citizens Energy Group. He says it'll take about 6 weeks to finalize arrangements. Ballard says the transfer should prevent sporadic, unexpected rate hikes as they're phased in.
Citizens will do this consistently and predictably over the long haul. I think that's the best part for the city. And it really helps economic development in that regard also. The bill will look different. It'll say Citizens Water on it and that sort of thing. But that's pretty much it. You should see no decrease in service. Hope maybe an increase in service.
The city expects the sale to bring in more than $400 million for more infrastructure improvements. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Indianapolis will close four small parishes in and around Terre Haute over the next 15 months. The parishes serve a total of about 300 families. Right now, partly cloudy skies and 84 degrees for WFYI News. I'm Jill Sheridan.